day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time now to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, market analyst Tom Lefter will join us. He's going to recap all those futures for us, and it's coming up when we come back right after this.
Well, Neighbors, Midwest Farm Shows is our longest-running sponsor for daily farm and ranch news email, and they operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. Each spring, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and each December, the Tulsa Farm Show, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Their show manager, Ron Bormaster, will be glad to tell you more about how you can participate in either show. Give him a call at 507-437-7969. And check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, on the right-hand column for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to start with a look at our livestock futures yesterday. And, well, the cattle futures ended up kind of disappointing yesterday.
They sure did, Dave, as we saw profit-taking and technical selling push the live cattle and feeder cattle futures into negative closes on Wednesday. Now, we also saw the lean hog futures make new highs for the current move and close higher yesterday, so our hog market continues to work its way up, but we definitely saw a correction take place in the cattle. There was no big news out here. It was negative. Like I said, I think it's more profit-taking than anything. We did see the choice box beef up 59 cents yesterday, select boxes up 67 cents, and a fantastic total movement of box beef, 237 loads. That's the largest movement since October 1 of last year. The daily cattle slaughter, 106,000 head, and the cash feeder index was unchanged. On close yesterday, June cattle were down $1.22, May feeders down 87 cents, and June lean hogs closed $1.30 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures and, you know, kind of the opposite from the cattle. Our wheat and corn had a pretty nice day yesterday. Now the soybeans starting to struggle a little bit.
Exactly. Kind of an odd session. As Dave said, the wheat and corn futures traded and closed positive. Our soybean complex, entire complex, closed negative yesterday as we did not have that fund buying support in our bean oil that we'd had the previous two sessions. Now, the wheat found support yesterday on some good technical buying in the marketplace. The second leg of the Kansas Wheat Tour took place yesterday. They found an average yield of 34.5 bushels per acre compared to 32.8 last year. The Oklahoma wheat crop is being estimated with a yield of 29.4 bushels per acre and a total production of 111.7 million bushels. The final Kansas Wheat Tour estimate will be released this afternoon after the markets close. At the moment, we're looking at July KC wheat 3 cents higher, July corn's holding down 2¾, July soybeans up 0.75, July cotton is 22 points lower, June crude oil 17 cents higher this morning, the June dollar index up 26 cents, and the June Dow Jones futures holding 1 point lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.